KBAC, Las Vegas, Santa Fe.
The original Radio Free Santa Fe.
Oh, yes, boys and girls, it is that time again. Out of the vault. 10 a.m. every Saturday right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. This is your host, Eric Davis, bringing you rarities, obscurities, and all kinds of fun stuff. Today, we're going to do a show around Graham Parsons. Now, if you folks haven't been exposed, he really is the guy that just about created the genres of both country rock and alt-country Americana. He blended a lot of different influences in his life, and he called it cosmic American music. Just a whole new genre came out of this one young man who passed away at the age of 26, but still has a very, very lasting impression on music even today. Got to be friends with Keith Richards, a lot of those Stones country songs like Honky Tonk Woman, etc., etc., were influenced by Graham and Keith's relationship with each other. Turned Keith on to a lot of stuff. Also, Emmylou Harris, he kind of discovered her and did a lot of stuff with her. She was part of his band at one point or another. He was in the International Submarine Band. He was a member of the Byrds for a short time, and the Flying Burrito Brothers. This is a guy that really, really, really meant something. When you check out SantaFe.com and I put this podcast up, I've got a few paragraphs of background information just in case. But we're going to start with one of my favorites. Now, Graham didn't write this one. This was Bodil O'Brien did it, but Graham Parsons and the Fallen Angels doing Love Hurts right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You are with Out of the Vault.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds and mars any heart not tough nor strong enough to take a lot of love is like a cloud, holds a lot of rain. Love hurts. Love hurts. I'm young, I know a thing.
She came from the land of the cotton, a land that was near forgotten by everyone. She worked and she slaved so hard. A big old field was her backyard in the Delta sun. She sure could sing. She sure could sing. Then he looked down and he took a little bit. The whole town swore, decided he'd help us some. He didn't mind if she wasn't very pretty. Deep inside his heart, he knew she was the only one. Oh, but she sure could sing. Yeah, she sure could sing. She had faith and she had believing. She led all the people together in singing, and she prayed every night to the God up above, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Even when she knew for sure she'd have to go away, she never knew what her life was to give her. Never had to worry about for one single day. She had believing. She led all the people together in singing, and she prayed every night to the Lord up above, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. The cotton, a land that was near forgotten by everyone. She worked and she slaved so hard. A big old field was her backyard, the Delta sun. Oh yeah, she sure could sing.
You may have recently seen a Facebook post or newspaper article about the possible closing of the Santa Fe Children's Museum due to financial issues. In fact, they've stated that they are in danger of closing their doors very soon if they don't get the support that they need now.
Everyone at 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe is committed to showing support for the Santa Fe Children's Museum, an institution in this community since 1985. Some 80,000 people visit each year, including 10,000 school children on field trips. The museum also offers one of the largest teen employment, internship, and volunteer opportunities in the region.
Now it needs the community's help to raise $200,000 by the end of 2012. As a private nonprofit, the museum depends on its supporters to keep open and to keep costs down. So we're asking the help of our listeners to keep this institution that serves all of the community open.
So dig deep, Santa Fe. Send a check for whatever you can to the Santa Fe Children's Museum, 1050 Old Pecos Trail, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505.
Love culinary arts? The Santa Fe Culinary Academy is now open, proudly offering fun and exciting culinary classes and courses for locals and out-of-town guests. Four state-of-the-art kitchens and professional instructors await. Find out what's cooking at santafeculinaryacademy.com.
Help battle breast cancer in our community with the new Pink Ribbon Debit Card from New Mexico Bank and Trust. Contributing to a cause that strikes one in every eight American women is as easy as swiping your debit card. With every purchase, New Mexico Bank and Trust will contribute money to the Breast Cancer Resource Center. Make a purchase. Make a difference. Join us in the fight against breast cancer. Call today to get your Pink Ribbon Debit Card. New Mexico Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Get your tickets today for Glamour and Gauze, Saturday, October 13th, and enjoy an enchanted evening at the elegant Eldorado Hotel and Spa in Santa Fe, featuring the comedy of Paula Poundstone, plus a fabulous night of dinner, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Glamour and Gauze, a spectacular gala hosted by the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation, will benefit the Christus St. Vincent Intensive Care Unit expansion. For ticket reservations, call 505-913-5209. And don't miss Santa Fe's best party.
Design Santa Fe starts this week. The three-day design crawl featuring local businesses kicks off Thursday evening. Take the popular home and garden tour on Friday or Saturday and visit the inaugural Design Lab exhibition opening at Zane Bennett Gallery this Friday at 5 p.m. On Saturday evening, Design Santa Fe concludes with the Design Dialogue featuring architecture and design icons Michael Rotundi and April Griman at the New Mexico History Museum. Proceeds benefit local charities. To buy tickets, please visit designsantafe.com.
Baja Tacos Taco. What the heck was that?
Oh, that's my new ringtone. I love that song. Hey, just a second while I get this call. Hey, hi, lunch? Sure, how about Baja Tacos? See you there.
So what's with the ringtone?
Well, I love that song. It reminds me of my favorite taco shack, Baja Tacos. They have the best tacos, taquitos, and burgers you've ever tasted.
Crunchy.
What was that?
Oh, that's my reminder alarm. Time to head out to Baja Tacos crunchy. For lunch.
Baja Tacos, 2621 Cerritos Road, Santa Fe's favorite taco shack for over 40 years.
Want to get fit and lose weight? Are you motivated by learning new skills in a supportive environment? Join DKB Fitness 12-week bootcamp starting in September. In just 3 days a week, you'll learn from certified instructors how to safely incorporate kettlebells, TRX, sandbags, body weight, and more to get fit and lose weight. DKB bootcamp is fun, challenging, and guarantees results. Call 984-9000 or visit us at dkbfitness.com for more information. Enrollment is now open. DKB, get here and we'll do the rest.
Hey, this is Jarrett. Come on by High Desert Angler and get geared up for some fabulous fall fly fishing. We've got all the tackle, flies, apparel, and the quality expert advice you need for dropping into the box, hiking the Chama, picking pockets on the Pecos, casting blue wings on the Juan, or scrambling into the Guad. The fall is an awesome time to be outside, and our New Mexico trout hang out in some spectacular places. Come find out just how much fun we're having. High Desert Angler, 460 Cerritos Road. Check out the website or call 98-TROUT.
98.1.
Hell yeah, let's go wreck some.
Radio Free Santa Fe.
Oh, that can't be good.
No affection were the words that stuck on my mind when she walked out on me for the say. I don't know what I've done to be treated this way.
Mm-hmm.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. So we started the show off today with three songs featuring the incredible, beautiful, and ethereal voice of Emmylou Harris. That last one was Sheryl Crow and Emmylou Harris doing Juanita. That one was written by Graham and Chris Hillman when he was in the Byrds. Actually, Chris was originally from the Byrds, but this was from the Flying Burrito Brothers. That was released in 1969, believe it or not. This version was Return of the Grievous Angel. It's a tribute to Gram Parsons that came out in 1999, 30 years. Wow. But it still sounds fresh, doesn't it? Before the commercials, we heard The Pretenders with Emmylou Harris doing She. Now, Parsons wrote that with Chris Etheridge, and that was on his first solo album in 1973 entitled GP. That also came from Return of the Grievous Angel tribute. It was a 1999 tribute album and features covers of all the songs that were either written, co-written, or popularized by Parsons. It's amazing. And we started the show, of course, with Gram Parsons and the Fallen Angel doing Love Hurts. Now, that was from a live radio broadcast from radio station WLIR on Long Island in New York. Now, a bunch of people have done that song. I guess we all best know either the Everly Brothers version or maybe Nazareth version, but you cannot beat Graham and Emmylou's version. Anyway, you're listening to Out of the Vault right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Still got lots more stuff coming up. Some things that'll surprise you, some things you may never have heard. Let's start with this one by Dwight Yoakam.
This old town is filled with sin. It'll swallow you in. If you got some money to burn, take it home right away, 'cause you got 3 years to pay. On Satan is waiting his turn.
Will the sun to clean up this town. Yes, I did. Made some people mad. But he trusted in his craft. So he spoke right out loud. Oh, and they lost the best friend they ever had. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. Seems like this whole town's insane. And on the 31st floor, your gold-plated door won't keep out. Thank you.
keep out the Lord's burning rain.
Young man went driving through the night, miles and miles without a word, with just his high beam lights. Who'd have ever thought they'd build such a deadly Denver band? To be so strong, to take so long as it would till the end. My hour of darkness, in my time of need, oh Lord, grant me vision, oh Lord, grant me speed.
Another young man safely strung his silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star, but he was just a country boy. His simple songs confess, and the music he had in him, so very few possess.
In my hour of darkness, in my time of need, oh Lord, in my time of need, oh Lord.
this is Jelly Frito from Teen Builders Counseling Services.
And you're listening to the crazy, independent, wacky, funky,
and awesome 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
With fall and winter approaching, now's the time to call Anderson Mechanical for a warm and cozy home all winter long. Anderson Mechanical is offering a 10% discount for any high-efficiency Train or Rheem furnace system installed in October and November. So call Anderson Mechanical today for a free estimate by one of their comfort specialists. Remember to ask about the 10% discount. Visit online at AndersonMechanicalNM.com or see their ad in names and numbers. Anderson Mechanical, your heating and cooling specialist, a division of Anderson Air Conditioning, not affiliated with Anderson Air Corps.
Lannan Foundation announces an exciting new 2012-2013 season of public events. Readings and Conversations brings to Santa Fe a wide range of writers from the literary world of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry, featuring authors like Kevin Young, Zadie Smith, and Joan Didion. In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom is a lecture series on political, economic, environmental, and human rights issues. Hear noted guests such as Amy Goodman, James Hansen, Eduardo Galeano, among others. All events take place at the Lensick Performing Arts Center. Visit Lannan.org for more information.
This is your local State Farm agent, Melissa Passara, saying thank you, Santa Fe, for 10 great years. To my customers, I want to let you know how much I value your business. And if you're not already a customer and you value great service, give us a call, 471-5700, or even better, stop by. We're on Zafferano Drive near Best Buy and Verizon. Busy schedule? No problem. We're open until 6 p.m. And now even on Saturdays from 9 until 2. Melissa Passara, State Farm Insurance. We're here for you.
Hey, it's Beth from the Zia Diner. The tourists have gone home. It's safe to come back downtown and enjoy this beautiful fall weather with us at the Zia. We have warm, hearty breakfast to start your day. Buttermilk pancakes, corned beef hash, huevos rancheros, or our giant burrito on the run for only $4.75. The patio is still open on these warm afternoons, so join us for lunch or the best happy hour in Santa Fe. Every day from 3 to 6, we serve $2 PBR draft and $4 house margs and wine and terrific bar apps, including our almost famous pigs in a blanket. I'm not kidding. This is the best deal in town, and it's all homemade. In the evenings, enjoy live music in the bar, a bluegrass jam on Tuesday nights, singer-songwriter Aaron Bent on Wednesdays, and the happy gypsy jazz of Swing Soleil every other Thursday. Check our website at ziadiner.com or Facebook for exact dates and times. Kids Eat Free is back on Wednesday nights. See details at ziadiner.com and remember us on Wednesday nights when you just can't face getting dinner on the table. So remember, morning, noon, or night, we'll see you at the Zia.
Interested in growing your business? Then here's some good news. Hutton Broadcasting is hosting a seminar designed to do just that, grow your business. The event, which we're putting on at no cost to you, presents two marketing experts, Jim Glover, founder of the Idea Group Santa Fe, one of the top strategic branding companies in New Mexico, and Jan Zimmerman, author of Web Marketing for Dummies and Social Media All-in-One for Dummies. This is a 60-minute presentation and is created to bring Santa Fe business owners up to date regarding the latest in consumer trends, social media, and effective branding techniques for gaining market share and increasing sales. This free event is available on a first-come basis to all Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico businesses. We have multiple locations and times to accommodate your schedule. For more information and to reserve a seat, please go to santafe.com, keyword seminar. We look forward to seeing you there.
I always dreamed of being a musician poet who transcends genres even as he reinvents them.
98.1.
Just like you.
Radio Free Santa Fe.
In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. And I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But it makes me feel better each time it began calling me home. Hickory wind. I started out younger at most everything. All the riches and pleasures What else could life bring? But now when I'm lonesome, why always pretend that I'm getting the feeling of hickory wind? It's hell when you find out that trouble is real in a faraway city with a faraway feel. But it makes me feel better each time it begins calling me home, hickory wind. Yes, calling me home, hickory wind.
Thank you.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, Eric Davison with Out of the Vault. Boy, wasn't that interesting. Charlie Louvin doing Hickory Wind. Now, Hickory Wind was written by Graham Parsons and his former International Submarine bandmate, Bob Buchanan. Now, this song is big in Graham's legend because this was the one that they did on the stage of the Grand Old Opry instead of doing a Merle Haggard cover. Pissed everybody off. This is what threw all the folks in an uproar. Now, this particular version, let me tell you this story first. Where should I begin the story? The Louvin brothers, which Charlie and his brother Ira, were kind of a big band back in the day. And anyway, in February 22nd, 1956, the Louvin brothers opened up for Elvis Presley at the City Auditorium in Waycross, Georgia. And in the audience that day was a 9-year-old boy named Graham Parsons. And that show had a big effect on him. Graham covered a bunch of Louvin Brothers songs, and Charlie finally kind of returned the favor again in Waycross, Georgia, September 19th, 2009. They had what was called the Hickory Wind live at the Graham Parsons Guitar Pool, the name of the CD. And Charlie played this song for the very first time that day, and I thought it was pretty impressive. Before the commercials, Rolling Creek Dippers did In My Hour of Darkness. Now, they're a band that was formed by Mark Olson, formerly the Jayhawks, and his wife Victoria Williams. That song was written by Parson and Emmylou Harris and first released on Grievous Angel, which was Graham's second solo album, which was released actually 4 months after he passed away. It was compiled from 73 sessions for GP. And then we heard Sin City by Dwight Yoakam, and those wonderful, wonderful harmony vocals were courtesy of K.D. Lang, in case you didn't catch that. The song was written about Los Angeles, not Las Vegas, as most people think. And nobody really quite knows what that song means or who it's about, but it's been done by a lot of folks, and that's one of my favorite versions of it. That came from Yoakam's CD Just Looking for a Hit in 1989. Eric Davis in with Out of the Vault. Still more Graham Parsons right up ahead.
Hey, I'm Elin Jewell, and you're listening to the original, locally owned, non-corporate, real radio, real people, Radio Free Santa Fe.
Movement, effort, agility, speed, adrenaline, excitement, passion, thrill, elation, achievement, energy, vitality, life. Brought to you by Santa Fe Mountain Sports.
CuttingEdge505.com. You are the proud owner of a magnificent European automobile and insist on affordable quality care with maximum performance. Cutting Edge Automotive in Santa Fe specializes in the repair and maintenance of European cars. Cutting Edge Automotive's qualified technicians use the latest technology and the best parts to keep your European car running superb. Cutting Edge Automotive, on the web at cuttingedge505.com. Cutting Edge Automotive, affordable quality care.
Hi, I'm Cheryl, owner of Connie's Neighborhood Market. If you've not seen our Connie's To Go section recently, you are in for a treat. We offer a variety of fresh-made salads, sandwiches, and wraps, plus many yummy pastries and sweets. You'll love our green chili BLT wrap, our Greek feta olive salad, our orzo pepper salad, and much more. Grab your lunch at Connie's, prepared, packaged, and ready to go for under $6. Come home to Connie's To Go section today and every day, across from the Roundhouse. You're going to like it when you do.
Hand-carved wooden chests, designed by David Naylor. Deep brown 12-foot wooden table from reclaimed wood by David Naylor. Italian alligator chairs from Italy, imported by David Naylor. Bone inlay columns from India, found by David Naylor. Teak from Bali, transformed into a glass-top coffee table, created by David Naylor. See these exquisite pieces and more at David Naylor Interiors Gallery Showroom, located on St. Francis Drive, just one block north of West Alameda. Or view the most uncommon furnishings at DavidNaylorInteriors.com.
Mattress Firm. If you want a healthier night's sleep, now's the time to save on the world-famous Tempur-Pedic. Beat the price increase event at Mattress Firm.
Buy now, save now. Save up to $600 on select Tempur-Pedics at Mattress Firm, New Mexico's largest Tempur-Pedic retailer.
This is the biggest event from Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $600 on Cloud or Contour models on Ergo bases.
Trade in that old sagging mattress for a new Tempur-Pedic and see how your better nights turn into better days.
Now is the perfect time to buy your new Tempur-Pedic at a price you'll never see again.
Improve your life for less than $2 a night. Tempur-Pedic will give you a great night's sleep for many years to come. At Mattress Firm, we're the only one that guarantees you'll like it.
Call 800-MATT-FIRM to order your Tempur-Pedic today.
Mattress Firm, where it's easy to get a great night's sleep.
With New Mexico's largest in-stock selection of Tempur-Pedic, you can be sleeping better tonight.
Mattress Firm guarantees you'll love your next great night's sleep on a Tempur-Pedic.
Hi, this is Michelle from the Santa Fe Art Institute, and we are excited to partner with the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's Contemporary Music Program to bring you composer and sound artist Steve Peters to give a lecture and workshop and to offer two sound installation projects. Peters makes music and sound for a wide range of contexts and occasions using environmental recordings, found and natural objects, electronics, various musical instruments, and human voices. His lecture, Making a Place to Listen, will take place on Monday, October 8th at 6 p.m. in Tipton Hall. And his workshop, Listening, Finding, Giving, Receiving, is Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th. His two sound installations, The Very Rich Hours and Chamber Music 2, Atrium, will be up for most of October at SFAI and Benildes Hall on the Santa Fe University campus. The Half-Life Season explores patterns of change in social, cultural, civic, environmental, and artistic systems. For more information about this or any of the Art Institute programming, call us at 424-5050 or visit sfai.org.
Our Lieutenant Jeffries will be up to take you on a tour of the station.
98.1.
I hope you'll forgive my distaste for all this.
Radio Free Santa Fe.
You'll change, I assure you.
You may be sweet and nice, but that won't keep you warm at night. 'Cause I'm the one who taught you how to do the things you're doing now. You may feel all your charms, you may hold you in its arms, right beside you there. Once upon a time, you let me feel you deep inside, and nobody knew, nobody saw. I don't want no one but you to love me. Oh,
I wouldn't lie. You know I'm not that kind of guy. Upon a time you let me feel deep inside, and nobody knew, nobody saw. Do you remember the way you cried? I'm your toy, your old I don't want no one but you to love me. Oh, I wouldn't lie. You know I'm not the kind of guy.
Hi, I'm Dave Dunn from Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. You're listening to the original revved up high horsepower 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Won't you scratch my edge, sweet Annie Rich, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch, step into your parlor, I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels and the good saloon, every single town. I remember something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not. Straight across that river bridge last night at 2:30. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye and good day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel, and now I know just what I and the man on the radio won't leave me alone. He wants to take my money for something I've never been shown. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea, and I thought about a calico. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and lit up for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels.
Take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Then I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Yes, the streets of Baltimore. Graham Parsons himself singing that one. Now, that is one that he did not write. It was written by a couple pretty heavyweight Nashville songwriters, Tom Paul Glazer and the legendary Harlan Howard. That was on Graham's GP album. You know, the 73 sessions that was from the tracks that were on GP and Return of and Grievous Angel were Elvis Presley's backing band, back Graham up. Obviously, he couldn't afford to pay them to tour with him. Elvis was the big payday at the time, but Elvis was somewhat on hiatus at that point in time, and so he recorded with them. And his second solo album, again, was taken with tracks that were recorded during the recording of his first one. Before that, Lucinda Williams and David Crosby, Return of the Grievous Angel. And that one was written by Parsons and Thomas Stanley Brown and first released on his Grievous Angel album. And of course, that was also from Return of the Grievous Angel, that Gram Parsons tribute, 1999. Top of that set, Elvis Costello and the Tractions, believe it or not, backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, live at the Royal Albert Hall, January 7th, 1982. That one was written by Gram Parsons and Chris Etheridge and released on the Gilded Palace of Sin. Eric Davis out of the vault. We're going to leave you with a couple interesting songs, but first I want to thank, as always, Wikipedia for help with some of this research. If any of you guys out there have some stuff you'd like to suggest, the theme of the show, maybe you've got some things in your personal collection you want to share, hit me up at eric@santafe.com. And we'll see what happens. Anyway, the last two songs we're going to do, Drugstore Truck Driving Man, first of all, which was written by Gram Parsons and Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, and first released on the Byrds album, Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. Now, if you remember earlier in the show, we talked about Gram pissing off everybody at the Grand Ole Opry. Well, this is kind of comes from that same thing. Roger McGuinn called one of the DJs down there on the big station in Nashville, and they had a bit of a to-do with each other. And the version you're going to hear is from Whiskey Town, live at the Cat's Cradle, Carrboro, North Carolina, May 25th, 1995. And the last song of the show, Keith Richards doing Wild Horses. Now, it was one of the Stones country-esque songs that was influenced by Gram. It was on their Sticky Fingers album. Mick and Keith wrote that one together, but it definitely was one of the songs that benefited from Keith's relationship with Gram. Now, this version comes from Return to Sin City, a tribute to Gram Parsons' DVD. I was fortunate enough to be at the show, got to meet some of Graham's relatives. I had met his old handler, the road mangler himself, that was Graham's friend, the one that stole his body and burned the desert. Go see Grand Theft Parsons and you'll see about Mr. Kaufman and all the other great stories around that one. But anyway, singing background on Wild Horses, you'll hear a bunch of people, including Jim Lauderdale, Jay Farrar, Jim James, John Doe, Kathleen Edwards, Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams, and Nora Jones. Eric Davis, this will just about wrap up Out of the Vault for this week. I will see you next Saturday morning, bright and early, 10 a.m., 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summertime rolls around, you'll be lucky. I just can't imagine.
is that? That's Phil Wandisher. He works at a furniture store.
You're listening to the original Radio Free Santa Fe.
KBAC, Las Vegas, Santa Fe.
I don't have much time.